If you will, turn with me in your New Testaments to 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5. A few points that I want to make before we draw this period of worship to a close and go to our classes. I wanted to note the phrase or the exhortations given in verses 1 and 2 of the text of chapter 5 in 1 Timothy. Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father. Younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, with all purity. The overriding, of course, consideration of this text is that we are a family as Christians. And it is interesting the Apostle Paul uses that analogy, that metaphor, with regard to family relationships to describe how it is that we are to conduct ourselves with one another. Now, the metaphor of the family as being how we are to consider ourselves as brothers and sisters in Christ is not just found in this particular text. It's found in many places. We have, for example, in Romans, the book of Romans and the 8th chapter, beginning verse 12 and following, the idea that we're heirs together with Christ as our elder brother, the only begotten of God, we receiving the spirit of adoption, that as a result of that we receive an heirship. That is a reward as a result of our standing with God. Just as would be the case with a physical family, those who remain, those who are given or granted that blessing of some reward at the end of a person's life, that's what we receive as a result of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. As a result of entering into that relationship, we become heirs together with Him. The Lord Himself, in Matthew chapter 12, you might remember in talking to his disciples, beginning about verse 46, he talked about as his family came in, his mother and his brothers came in to see him, they told him that your mother and your brothers are here, and he looked at them and said that here are my mother and my brothers, and the one who does the will of God is indeed a part of his family. And so the Lord Himself expressed that truth. And so we want to emphasize, first of all, how important it is for us to consider ourselves a family of God. And specifically, as the Bible relates the church as being made up of course, individual members. So everywhere we go, to where we visit another place or find another place to worship, or whatever the case may be, when we come upon those individuals, they are our brothers and sisters in Christ and should be afforded the respect that is emphasized in this text. It is especially the case that in the local congregation of which we are a part, which is the Westside Church of Christ, that those familial relationships should be well established, and that respect that is to be seen and shown in a family relationship to be exercised among us. So just looking at these, we note first of all how we are to treat fathers. And an older man is to be treated as a father. Rather than rebuking him, he is to be exhorted and encouraged as a father. And so it indicates the kind of respect that we are to have both for our father as well as our mother, as indicated in this text. So that's the first point that I want you to keep in mind, is the concept of respect. And the respect is as one who is an elder, as one who is perhaps your father or your mother spiritually, that should condition the way you respond to them if they are older than you. The second one is as brothers, which would indicate something perhaps a little bit more congenial as you approach them, not necessarily as an elder, but rather as an equal. And so keep in mind the idea of treating brothers, we are told in this passage younger men as brothers, that is, again, the way we are to consider this. It's not the kind of sibling rivalry that you may have experienced or you may be aware of. It's not, there's no envy here. There's no difficulties. It's when brothers are getting along and they enjoy each other's company and they treat each other as equals and they appreciate the contributions of their brother as being precious and important and as important as their own. We submit to one another. We do not think of ourselves more highly. The mouth cannot think of himself as being more high than the lowly foot or the lowly hand or whatever the case may be. We are all different members of one body, and we should treat one another as brothers, as indicated in this particular text. And then finally, it is, again, inclusive of the younger women. And of course, Paul here is writing to Timothy, a young man. So this is written from a masculine point of view in part because he's telling Timothy to treat these individuals in this particular way, but we can learn from it. And I would say that with regard to younger sisters treating young sisters, there is that they treat them as sisters, just kind of as young men are to treat other young men. But here in the idea of treating a younger woman as a sister, is there's an indication of purity. This is a familial relationship, and it should be exercised in that way. Just as you would a physical sister. You treat her a bit differently than you do other women because she is your sister. You protect her and you care for her and do what you can to help her. And that is the case here. But there is nothing beyond that with regard to the connotation. It is a family relationship that we see at this particular time. The only thing I would add to that is the example of Jesus. You may remember in John the 19th chapter, as he hung upon the cross and as his life was about to come to an end, and he turned to the beloved, to John, and he told John, basically, you care for my mother. She is yours to care for from now on. And he, in his final breaths, as he was suffering on the cross and the fate of humanity was in his hands with regard to his sacrifice, he nevertheless thought of his physical mother, that she be cared for. And I think that that's an important thing to consider, because we need to denote the importance of caring for one another spiritually, just like you would for your family. The concern that you have for them, that concern should be as great, if not greater, as Jesus indicated there in Matthew chapter 12 for your spiritual family. So let's love each other. Let's treat each other well. And perhaps we can continue to grow and edify one another as children of God and as brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm going to offer the invitation now, not knowing the heart of any. We'll probably start the class about 5 minutes late this morning as a result of going a bit over time. But if there is a one who needs to respond to the invitation, then we will take as long as we need to make sure that your heart is right with God and your life is pleasing to Him, that you might go to heaven after this life is over. If we can assist you in that in any way, offering encouragement, prayers, the opportunity to obey the gospel of Christ, we offer it now while together we stand and sing the song selected.